There's a general feeling, which I think that we all have this week, is that we're holding now a week before Purim, exactly 1 week before Purim, and basically we all have the feeling that the Zman went very well, I would say pretty much for everybody. Everybody had their accomplishments in the areas that they felt they were after. And just a few l'chaims in a week would just make us fit to go. And that's it. But the million-dollar question is, what do I do for this week? Basically, this week, everybody, as we saw, we're getting the feeling, as we're noticing, the desire to come into the Beis Medrash is not really at its high point. And people basically are thinking, how do I survive this week? How do I fight the boredom of the week that I don't go out of my mind by the time Shabbos comes? So we're going to introduce an idea, Bez Hashem, that might be an answer, help us out for this for the week. But before I get to the exact idea, I'll introduce it with where it comes from. We're all familiar that in Bereishis, the story of Yitzchak with Yaakov and Esav, the Torah tells us, Vayihi ki zaken Yitzchak vatichena einav mirois. Yitzchak Avinu, when he became older, went blind. And then afterwards, this famous story of him wanting to give the brachos to Esav and Yaakov tricking him and only because he was blind. If you look at Rashi over there on this pasuk that says when Yitzchak went blind, Rashi gives a few reasons, which I'm not going to go into now. Those of us that are learning Maseches Megillah, on Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph in Megillah, the Gemara gives two different reasons than Rashi brings down in Chumash, and I just want to bring down one of those reasons of why Yitzchak Avinu went blind. Interesting reason. The Gemara in Megillah says as follows. Shal Rebbe es Rebbe Yeshua ben Karcha. Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, who we know to be the Tana who authored the Mishnah, asked Rebbe Yeshua ben Karcha, Bema he'rachta yamim. How were you zaycha to have a long life? That's what Rebbe asked Rebbe Yeshua ben Karcha. Amaloi katzte b'chayai. So Rebbe Yeshua ben Karcha said back, what are you trying to basically give me an evil eye? You're jealous of me that I have a long life? What are you asking me that question for? Amalai, Rebbe answered him back, Torah heva lil moida nitzarech. No, I just want to know how you did it. What zchusim do you have? I want to do the same thing. So Amalai, Rebbe Shua ben Karcha answered him, this is my secret for longevity. Miyamai lo nistakalti bedmus adam rasha. In my whole life, I never looked at a rasha. My whole life, I never looked at a rasha. The Amar Rebbe Yochanan, because Rebbe Yochanan teaches us, Asur la Adam lehistakel b'tzelem demus Adam Rasha. A person is forbidden to look at a Rasha. Rabbi Eliezer Oymer, Einav Keos. A person that looks at a Rasha will go blind. Shenemar, and he brings down our story of Yitzchak. Vayihi kizaken Yitzchak v'tichyen edem erois. Listen to this. Yitzchak went blind. Why? Mishum distakel be'esav harasha. Because Yitzchak Avinu looked at his son Esav, he went blind. And the Gemara accepts this as one of the reasons why Yitzchak went blind. There are a few reasons. This is one of the reasons. Because he looked at Esav harasha. What happened? So Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva explains a little bit about what happened with Yitzchak. And in the third chelek, Shar Gimel, where Rabbeinu Yonah discusses different types of averus, different types of things that are around in the world, he talks about hamischaber l'Rasha, somebody who associates himself with a Rasha. And under that title, he goes and discusses as follows. He quotes the Gemara in Megillah of Asa listaka b'dumus adam Rasha, that you're forbidden to look at a Rasha. And he says, and he brings down the pasuk that Yitzchak went blind for looking at Esav, and he says like this, Mipnei shehistakel b'dumus Esav, because Yitzchak looked at Esav, Af al pi shelo hayamakir mavadav, ki haya esav mastir maisav. Even though Yitzchak Avinu had no idea that Esav was a Rasha, we know from Chazal that Esav used to hide his rishus from Yitzchak. He used to practice all different types of tzidkus. He used to do all these crazy chumras in front of Yitzchak to show that he was a tzaddik. Yitzchak Avinu, says Rabbeinu Yonas, thought that Esav was a tzaddik. As far as he was concerned, he was looking at a tzaddik, his son Esav a tzaddik. In reality, though, he was looking at Esav HaRasha. Because Esav was a Rasha, he went blind. And he didn't even know he was looking at a Rasha. He thought he was looking at a tzaddik. What happened? Why did he go blind? So the Marsha on the Gemara explains that every single human being, every single Jew, depending on his maisim, if he's a tzaddik, if he does good, then he is saturated with Kedusha. He's filled with Kedusha. We know the more mitzvos, the more Torah, b'nei machaveh, the more a person does, Kedusha goes in him. And then Kedusha emanates from him. When Kedusha comes out of him. When you look at the face of a tzaddik, you're seeing Kedusha. We're not in touch with that, but Kedusha is emanating from his face because he's filled with Kedusha. And it has an effect on a person. And a Rasha, just the opposite, on the opposite side of the spectrum. A Rasha who's filled with Averis, filled with Tumah. Tumah is coming out of his face, coming out of all over him. Tumah's coming out. When a person looks at him, he gets filled with the Tumah that's coming out of the Rasha, whether he likes it or not. Yitzchak Avinu didn't even know he was looking at a Rasha. But Tumah went into him and blinded him. That's on his level, but we're hearing a concept. There's an idea we see from over here, a reality of Tumah and Kedusha floating around in the world. You could look at a tzaddik and get Kedusha. You could look at a Rasha and be hit by Tumah. Now, according to Rabbeinu Yonah here in Shari Tshuva, he puts this under the title of HaMischaber LaRasha, somebody who associates with a Rasha. You look at a Rasha, it's as if you associate with the Rasha. You look at a Tzaddik, it's as if you associate with a Tzaddik. Now Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos, on Oy the Rasha, Oy the Shechinai, woe to a Rasha and woe to his neighbor, has a whole discourse over there about this idea. And he says, if a person associates with a Rasha, and even if he's not a Rasha himself, and he doesn't do any of the maisim of the Rasha, but when Hashem punishes the Rasha, anybody who associates himself with the Rasha will go down with him. That's the way Hashem works. And for the good, if you associate with good people, if you associate with a tzaddik, then any time a tzaddik gets rewarded, everybody who's associated with him gets rewarded with him. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says in Pirkei Avos. It's an unbelievable way. That's how it works. And therefore, it pays to hang around with tzaddikim, even if I'm not a tzaddik. Just hang around good people, because they get good and I'll be included in it. And stay away from Rishayim. Rabbeinu Yonah applies this rule to looking at a Rasha. And that's what happened to Yitzchak Avinu. He looked at Esav and became blinded. Look at a tzaddik, that's associating yourself with a tzaddik, and you get his kedusha. There's a story that's brought down in Aleinu L'Shabeach, where Rav Zilberstein says an unbelievable story. Obviously, this happened many years ago. He doesn't say the year it happened, but it obviously happened many years ago. I don't know what country it happened in. There was a hospital. You could tell by the way he describes the hospital that was an old-time hospital. It was a hospital that the structure of the hospital, the walls, were built out of wood. It's an old hospital. They realized, the doctors in the hospital realized they were having a problem. It was going on for a while that when new patients were coming in with whatever sickness they came in for, they treated them for the sickness that they came in for, but the patients were contracting new sicknesses that they didn't come in for, like that had nothing to do with it, and there weren't even any patients in the hospital with those sicknesses at that point in time. We know that lower later in a hospital you could contract all different sicknesses. There's a lot of diseases from the other sick people there, other cholim. But they figured out in the hospital at these times there were no other cholim with these sicknesses. It was going on for a while. patients were coming in, they were curing them, and they were getting sick with other things. They couldn't figure out why. So they hired whatever scientists, whatever. However they figured it out, I don't know. They came to the conclusion that the walls of the hospital, from the years of service to the people, was soaked up with so much bacteria from all the different patients that had been in the hospital from all different diseases. It was like filled. The hospital, out of the walls, was like coming sicknesses. And anybody who stayed near the wall, who slept in the hospital, was just getting sick from other people's sicknesses that were there already from beforehand. True or not, I don't know, but that's what they claim. They destroyed the hospital because there was no other way to deal with it. Rav Zilberstein says this explains an unbelievable medrash. There's a medrash by the Dor HaMabul that says as follows. Listen to this medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. Rabbi Azariah b'shem Rabbi Yehuda ben Simon Omar. Hakol kilkulu maseyem b'dor HaMabul. Every single creature on earth during the Dor HaMabul, during the generation of the flood, was immoral. Listen how far it went. Hakelev hayaholech etzel hazeev. A dog used to go to mate with a wolf. Hatarnagol hayet mahalech etzel hatavos. A chicken would go mate with a peacock. So even the animals were immoral, etc. The Medrash continues. Rebbe Lulin Ani Bar Tavrin b'shem Rebbe Yitzchak Amar. Af ha'aretz zinsa. The ground was immoral also. How? Hayuzarin la chitin. If you would plant wheat, v'himafka zonin, and it would give out a different product. It wouldn't grow wheat. The ground was immoral. Human beings were immoral, animals were immoral, and the ground was immoral. How is it possible for the ground to be immoral? Even how is it possible animals don't have a yetzahara either? How could they be immoral? What happened here? He said, pshat was, like we saw from the hospital, human beings were so immoral in the times of the Mabul, the air, the sviva, was filled with immorality. Whoever lived on earth during the times of the Dor HaMabul became immoral. You couldn't do anything about it. An animal had no free will choice. They get saturated with immorality. And automatically, the dog went to the wolf. Couldn't do anything about it. Didn't want to. The ground became immoral. The ground started producing the wrong types of crops. This is all spiritual. This is all ruchnius. But this is the way the world works. Ruchnius is a reality. The same thing when a person looks at a Russia. The Russia is emanating tumah. The person gets affected. And we know that midah tova, goodness, is 500 times better than midah ra. That means if that's what happens to a person when he looks at a Russia, kol shekein, if a person looks at a tzaddik, the influence, the good influences, the kedusha, will have an effect on him. Without any effort. You look at a tzaddik, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's associating with the tzaddik, you'll become affected. Do you have to work on it? No. All you have to do is go look. Take your feet and walk and look at a tzaddik. You automatically become affected by his kedusha. It helps. We see even Moshe Rabbeinu. In a few weeks we're going to read, by the Ma'aseh of the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu afterwards says to Hashem, "Vayoyim ha'areini nos kvaydecha," he asked Hashem. "Hashem, show me your honor." He wanted to look at Hashem's honor. There's a certain thing when you see Kedusha, of course that's on a very high level, but seeing Kedusha affects a person. Of course, you're not automatically going to know Shas just by seeing a tzaddik, but it has a good effect on our neshama. It's automatic. We can't run away from it. The world is full of Kedusha and Tumah. We either soak up Kedusha or we soak up Tumah. Most of us have been here already in Eretz Yisrael for most of the year. And we know that Eretz Yisrael today's day and age is blessed with having most of the Gedolei Hadar of the world today live in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know how many of us have taken advantage of seeing the Gedolim who live in Eretz Yisrael, looking at a tzaddik. Now, maybe a little bit shelo lishma, but I don't want you to be embarrassed, but let's say in 15, 20 years, Be'ez Hashem, you'll have families. You're going to be sitting with your children, Be'ez Hashem, around the table, as my children ask me very often. Of course, they read storybooks about different Gedolim of past generations. And as your children will say to you, Daddy, Abba, whatever they'll call you, your children, Tati, whatever they're going to call you, your children are going to say to you, Daddy, you learned in Israel? Lev Aryeh. 1 year, I spent 1 year, 2 years, 3 years in Lev Aryeh. So they're going to say, was Rav Shach around? Was Rav Yashiv around when you were there? Sure, Rav Yashiv, Gula, one bus stop away, 15 minutes away, Rav Yashiv. You saw him? I got lost in Rehov Yafo. What? Nothing. Vaita. Next Zemer. Let's sing a song, fellas. Abba, you say, Daddy, how about Rav Steinman and Bnei Brak? Did you ever do that one? Rav Steinman, Bnei Brak. He said, Bnei Brak. Where is that? Rav Konevsky? I heard of them, but no, I could. I was busy learning, you know, like I had to be in yeshiva all the time. You know, Rav Lapin didn't let us go. I'm sorry. I couldn't do it, but I know they were the Gedolim. You know, Rav Lapin used to speak about them. I know they were Gedolim. Obviously, it's embarrassing. My children happen to ask me all the time, whenever they always ask me, did I ever see Rav Shach? Did you see Rav Shach? Did you see Rav Moshe Feinstein? Did you see the Stipler? So thank God I can say yes, I saw them all. I wasn't their Talmud, but I saw them all, Baruch Hashem. I had to go see them. For Moshe Feinstein, you had to go to the east side. For the Stipler, I had to travel to Bnei Brak. Right? For Rav Shach, I had to travel to Bnei Brak to see. But it was worthwhile seeing him. I discussed with Rabbi Lapin before he left. He feels that it's a pity, we feel it's a pity we could be in Eretz Yisrael and miss the attractions of Eretz Yisrael. An easy attraction to go look at Rav Yashiv, get on a bus and travel 15, 20 minutes to Geula. Rav Yashiv gives shir every single night to the public at 7:30 if anybody knows, in Meir Sha'arim, he has a shul. Right near his house, 2 minutes from his shul, he has a caravan shul, whatever. He gives a gemara shir every night. Whoever wants could come. You could go. I don't know if you could get a bracha from him at that time because there's a lot of people there, but you could see Rav Yashiv. He could be zeicha to what we're talking about, to be mistakel b'tzadik. Yitzchak Avinu went blind from looking at Esav. Could you imagine what happens for a person who looks at a tzadik? You could go look at Rav Yashiv. You could visit Rav Yashiv. It's a pity to leave Eretz Yisrael without it. It's good this week. Yeah, we have boredom. Go to Rav Yashiv Shir at 7:30 at night. Chaperayim this week. Don't miss it. Also, the yeshiva feels, Rav Lapian feels, that, and Rabbi Avram Rapport spoke already, he has a friend, he spoke to him, that he said if he brings Bachrim to Rav Steinman and Bnei Brak at 2:30 in the afternoon, he'll get whoever he brings, he'll get into Rav Steinman. He'll get him in. To see Rav Steinman and get a bracha for Steinman. Whoever wants, either tomorrow if a group could get together by tonight to sign the names on the list I'll put up. Whoever would want to could go. Rabbi Rapport will take everybody. Maybe I'll go too, I'm not sure. But Rabbi Rapport will take anybody. The yeshiva is paying. Could go tomorrow or Wednesday at 12:30. Get on a tenda to go to Bnei Brak, and you get it into Rav Steinman, get a bracha, you can see one of the Gedolim over there. Will you have this opportunity again? I have no idea. It's being handed to you on a silver platter. These are attractions of Eretz Yisrael. If we came to Eretz Yisrael to change ourselves, to change our value system, then Histakel B'Tzadik helps us to get to that goal. And don't miss the opportunity.